Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Are you starting to get into holiday mode yet? Maybe dreaming of some downtime? Well, after a very long year, most of us are looking forward to some time off and possibly getting that opportunity to get stuck into a book for the first time in a while. So if you're looking for a page turner, whether it's a recent must read or a classic novel, we have author Sinead Moriarty and Waterford librarian Tracy McEnany with us now to help us. You're both very welcome. Nice
Thank
to see you.
Much.
First of all, Tracy, you're back open at the library.
We are back open. We had our first day yesterday and it was just amazing. Great to see all the people back in and all our lovely customers. And they were excited. We were excited. But of course, we're thinking safety all the time. But inside of every librarian is someone doing somersaults because the librarian is delighted. The customers are delighted. We had one woman, we'll call her Mary. Mary, I know you're listening anyway. And she came in. And she actually, now she's a great reader. She brought 15 back. We had delivered to her during the lockdown anyway. So she brought the 15 books back and she actually only went out with one book. And I said, Mary, what's wrong? She says, I'm totally overwhelmed. There's so many books here. I just don't know what to do. Now, she's come back today. She'll bring her list. And of course, our national holds will start back next week. And again, you know, our doors have been closed, but we've been working behind the scenes. People have been joining up online and they can still do that or they can walk into their libraries now.
Yeah, there's nothing, I know you've been open and been working away, but there's nothing like going in and having a bit of time. Sinead, is there to browse the shelves and have a look?
Absolutely. And just libraries and bookshops, just to go in and just pick them up and put them down and wander around and, you know, find something that you hadn't planned on buying. That's the beauty, I think.
Yeah.
Those gems that you find when you wander in and all the amazing librarians and booksellers who are so knowledgeable. And if you tell them what kind of books you like, they can put this... help you discover these amazing authors that you didn't even know about.
Yes. So if you say, I liked Magic. This and they say, yeah. Well, you like that. I love those conversations. Okay. Well, we start with our picks, Sinead. I think we're going to start with comfort reads. And there's a few that you can't recommend highly enough. Will we start with The Girl with the Louding Voice?
Yeah. So I decided in lockdown I was going to try and read authors from around the world. And this is a book by Abby Dare. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And it's set in Nigeria. And it's just a gorgeous book. It's the amazing thing is it's set in modern times, although it seems like something from the Dark Ages. So it's a 14-year-old girl growing up in a rural Nigerian village, and she's desperate to get an education. And her mother is very keen for her to get one as well. But unfortunately, her mother dies and her father's not interested in that. He just wants to make money. So he sells her to an older man to become his third wife to produce a son for him. But she runs away. Anyway, she gets into a bit of trouble, but she eventually ends up being a maid to a wealthy couple. And through just sheer grit and cleverness and living on her wits, she eventually meets somebody who helps her to escape and get an education. It's just wonderful. She's a very joyous character.
And you're putting that in the comfort reads category. So
yes.
Tracy, in that vein, where are you going with comfort reads?
The comfort reads that I'm talking about is The Midnight Library. This is in all the top seller lists
at
the moment.
Oh yeah, it's at the top of all the lists I see every weekend.
It's very, very good. I read it on the Borrowbox app on e-audiobook. My mother is now listening to it, right? It's about Nora. She's a 30-something year old woman who has a lot of regrets in life. She feels unloved, unneeded in this world, and she wants to end her life, right? But she does end her life. Barely. And she lands in the Midnight Library. And the Midnight Library is a place between life and death. And in this Midnight Library, she can pick out books that her life, variations on her life. So she was going to marry a guy called Dan. She didn't. So she can then try out that life. And if she finds a life that she really, really likes, she can actually choose to stay in that life, right? But this audiobook...
Complicated. This sounds very complicated.
Not at all. It would make a great film. And actually, it has been optioned for a film by Studio Canal and Blueprint Pictures, right? And Matt Haig is supposed to executive produce. But this audiobook, right, is read by Carey Mulligan, the actress. Mm. She reads it so brilliantly. It's just a lovely, lovely book.
Yeah, I watched A Promising Young Woman. Have you seen it?
brilliant. She's phenomenal.
She's fabulous. Highly recommend that one as well. A page turner this time, Sinead, The Mothers.
Yeah, The Mothers is by Britt Bennett. She's probably slightly better known for her book The Vanishing Half, which won quite a lot of awards. The Mothers, I think, is equally good. Again, total page turner. It's a book about the entangled lives of three teens. They live in a very tight-knit, sort of curtain-twitching, judgmental African-American community in California. And then, so you have Nadia, whose mother's recently committed suicide. You've got Aubrey, whose mother has chosen her boyfriend over her. And then you've Luke, the pastor's son. And it's about jealousy, young love, personal demons, betrayal, and how they all grow up and find out that they still long for what they left behind.
Okay, so that's, you're putting that in which category now again?
Comfort read, page turner.
Okay, yeah. Okay. And back to you then, Tracy. Let's talk about thrillers. And I know you're a big fan of Liz Nugent. We all are here, I think.
We are definitely, Asher, any Liz Nugent book is actually brilliant. But one book that I came across, this was Northern Spy by Flynn Berry. It was Reese Witherspoon's book of the month in April, right? It's a spy thriller. It's about two sisters that are become entangled with the IRA. Tessa is a producer in the Belfast Bureau of the BBC. And she's at work one day. News of a raid, another raid comes in. And at the same time, a robbery takes place at a gas station. Now, the robbery is supposed to be done by her sister Marion, but who they think has joined the IRA. But has she not? It's about family, terror, motherhood, and it will just be a very, I'd say, a very, very good read. But also...
Will like you just give me the name of that one again? Because I know people will want to...
It's Northern Spy by Flynn Berry, but it was Reese Witherspoon's book of the month.
Okay, so which means it'll fly off every shelf in every country around the world.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, and another thing, just what I think of it, right? What a book that's going to be flying off the shelves and that is available on our BorrowBox app is Conversation with Friends. This is Sally Rooney's book. The filming has just started this week in Belfast and Dublin and other locations. And as like in normal people, it'll be hard to get this book, but it is available on our ebook. Now, another book that is a page turner that we love, Joe Spain. And Joe Spain has a new book out. This is Erin Kennedy. She thinks she has the perfect life, like us all, I suppose. She's married to detective husband David until one morning they get a knock on the door from his colleagues. And when the knock on the door comes, David jumps out of the window of the fourth floor apartment.
And on it goes from there,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah, but it's very, very, it sounds really good. Erin, the wife, is charged with the murder 18 months later. It's told in various timelines, and I'd say it'll be another one, another good one from Joe Spain.
I'm reading a book called Holding Her Breath by Emma Ryan. I don't know if you've come across this one. It's such a great page turner. I got home from work at 12:30 last night and started reading it, knowing that I had to be up early this morning. It's a really good read. I'm not at the end yet, so I don't know what happens, but that's what I'll be doing later on this afternoon if I get a few minutes to myself. Where are we going next, Sinead?
Well, another one I'd like to recommend is Unorthodox. And a lot of people watch the series on Netflix.
Yes, myself, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about sort of the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community in Brooklyn. But the Netflix series was based on the original book by Deborah Feldman, who fled. It's autobiographical. And the book is actually even better because you get all that detail and that colour and that layering. It's kind of just a fascinating insight into the world of this ultra-Orthodox community in Brooklyn and how the author escaped from its clutches. And just it goes into the kind of detail of how badly women are treated in this society. Mm-hmm. They don't believe in educating women because what's the point? And it's just absolutely fascinating. So that's a real gripping one now, I recommend.
And then if you're looking at what you're going to read over the summer, Tracy, it might be a good time to find a series of books that you're interested in, so you can just do, you know, maybe one after the other over the coming months.
The series of books. Now, if you're not a Jeffrey Archer a fan, don't worry, you will like this. This is the Clifton Chronicles. It's a family saga. Then you've got Lucinda Riley. This is the Seven Sisters series. Huge big tomes, but will keep you reading from through the summer and beyond. Then you've got Anna Jacobs. She's got several series. And then you've got Robert Galbraith. He is the author of The Cuckoo Calling. But the Unorthodox, thank you very much, is on our e-audiobook. And it's about, you'll be listening to that for about 11 hours.
Yeah, have people really taken to that, Tracy?
They love it. Mm. I love it because I'm a slow reader. I am going, you can go down the prom in Tramore on your staycation. You're going to have a smile on your face. You're going to be listening to a free e-audio book via your local library. And if you're not a member of your local library, you can join your local library, but you can take out a book in Donegal or you can take it out a book in Tramore and bring it back to whatever library you're staycationing in. It's just, and another thing, if you're visiting a small little town and it doesn't have a tourist office, go into your local library because we have all the information in there.
You know everything in the library. Yeah. Are you into audiobooks, Sinead?
I am actually, because I try and walk every morning before I sit down to write, and I usually listen to audiobooks actually, and in the car when I'm driving around with the kids, I just find it really relaxing.
Yeah, I just sometimes when I see it's going to take you 11 hours to get through this, and I find it a bit overwhelming.
Yeah, but you know, you can always come back and forth. I tend to download non-fiction actually, because then if your mind wanders, you're not missing the plot. Mm-hmm. So they work very well, I think. And you know,
the one that worked well for me listening to it was Michelle Obama's book.
Yes, well, because, exactly, biographies. Yeah,
yes, it was her telling her story, which worked really well. The Thursday Murder Club, am I getting that right? By Richard Osman, the one that was a huge hit. I tried to listen to that, and it didn't gel with me.
I'd stick with non-fiction if I was you for audio.
Yeah,
I find that really works. I'm listening to Malcolm X at the moment in the car. It's really good. It's read by an amazing actor, so it's really good. Yeah,
yeah. I suppose you have to find what suits you as well. But that's a good idea to listen while you're walking. If you're looking for something short and sweet, then Tracy, you don't want to invest hours and hours in a big blockbuster. Have you got something for us that are, you know, nice and handy?
If you're looking for something short and sweet, I have a lovely book for you. This is Leonard and Hungry Paul.
This is
like The Midnight Library and Leonard and Hungry Paul. These are feel good books, right? We have with the Leonard and Hungry Paul, what I got from that was we've all got our little talents, right? You know, Sinead's the author, Claire is the radio presenter, I'm the librarian, but we all have our little gifts and we can contribute to the community. But this is just, now, what I'll say about this book is some people, you know, said, oh, so nothing devastating happened in the book, but that's the whole nice thing about the book.
You'll have to tell me more about this now, because I see the two of you are smiling and I can hear you.
It's full of kindness and compassion and as Tracy says, the little tiny gestures and kindnesses in life that make a difference to someone. It's beautiful, actually. Yeah.
Our listeners are telling us not to be giving too much away about plots. I hope I didn't do that. I can be guilty of that.
No, but that is the trouble. You can't say too much. Do you know what I mean? And Waterford Libraries have a new podcast and we'll be discussing Leonard and Hungry Paul on the podcast this week. And we also have a reading group, a Facebook reading group, and we'll be talking about that on the 18th of May. But it's just, look, if you want a hug in a book, this is the book for you.
What about the upcoming releases or ones that have been just released, the best of them?
Can I just recommend two fabulous, let's support our own Irish writers who have books coming out this month. Anna McPartlin, Waiting for a Miracle, is just a really powerful, emotional exploration of infertility and the longing for motherhood. It's also hilarious because she is a hilarious writer. Mm-hmm. Very moving. And also Louise Nealon, who's a debut snowflake, has a lot of talk about this.
I read an interview with her at the weekend and it sounds fascinating.
It's Of all the kind of new writers, I just adored this one because it's very warm and funny. And it's a country girl going to Trinity, but it's so much more than that. She's from a very dysfunctional but loving family, very damaged. It's just gorgeous, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's 30 and she has sold the rights to this book,
yeah,
I think. It's done really well
before it's even hit the shelves.
By the sounds of it, and Element Pictures are involved there. That's the same people who made the Sally Rooney one. So that'll be one to watch for. Anything you can recommend for us, Tracy, that's coming up, either coming up or has just been released?
Well, one book that I have to talk about is Megan Nolan's book. She is The Acts of Desperation. Now, she's a Waterford author, but this, as the book says, it's Acts of Desperation. She has very low self-esteem. She's in love with this gorgeous fella called Kieran. He's Danish. And it's just, she does so many desperate acts to keep this guy, because she feels if this guy loves her, I must be worth loving. Mm-hmm. But it's a really, really good book. It's I wouldn't call it a comfort read. It's kind of nearly uncomfortable reading it, but it's just powerful.
Well, listen, talking about uncomfortable reads, and I know you read this one, The Push, Sinead.
No.
Oh my God. I read this and I passed it on to a friend of mine here in the office, and I said, look, I'm giving you this and I'm giving it to you with I'm sorry, because it's really tough going, but I couldn't put it down.
You know, you see, you couldn't put it down though, yeah. And until the very last line, you don't know what happens. That's a great one, the push page turner for the summer. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. And are you into thrillers? I mean, you've mentioned
everything.
You read everything.
Thriller wise, I'm a big fan of Michael Connelly. I read everything he writes. Again, our own John Connelly, Joe Spain, everybody. We have so many.
See, these are the books that you pick up in the airport when we were going on our holidays once upon a time.
Remember when? Yes, indeed.
But they are page turners. What about the classics then? We've mentioned classics before in our chats, Sinead.
Yeah, my book club read, it's a while back, but it was a classic, is Graham Greene's Our Man in Havana. And I had no idea it's so funny. It's absolutely, like, cry your eyes out laughing funny at some of the scenes. It's set in Cuba and he just makes absolute hilarious fun of the British intelligence service, especially the British MI6, and their willingness to believe reports from the local informants who are just taking the absolute mickey out of them. It is so funny. It's really refreshing. Like, I have to say, I really, really enjoyed it. A kind of a lovely surprise.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you both very much indeed. Tracy, good luck now with the rush on the library.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure it'll be great fun over the coming days. Oh. And Sinead, thanks very much for coming in to us. Thank you both. And listen, are we going to put those up online, those picks, the book picks? Yes, I'm getting the thumbs up on that one. So you'll find them on our website if you want to have a look at the list as chosen by both of our guests. Just want to bring to you that Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been speaking to reporters in the last few minutes, and he was asked about an issue that we discussed with Kevin Doyle from the Irish Independent a little earlier in the programme. That's the OECD report recommending the return of water charges. And Micheál Martin said, we won't be going back to that. We won't be reintroducing water charges.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.